Most valuable person on the planet for Tuesday, November 20th. He's expert pigskin prognosticator Brenda Shore, the bagel on North Broadway.
Love the bagel.
Do you know Brenda?
I don't know Brenda, but I love that restaurant.
Brenda Shore, the wise cracking waitress, who insists she's not a great waitress. I'm not everybody's cup of tea, but she's one of the all-time great Chicago personalities. And she has nailed it when it comes to the Bears throughout this season.
Go Brenda.
Yeah.
Except for, well,
last weekend.
Last weekend.
Last weekend was the one game she got wrong. By the way, you wouldn't say that to her in person, would you? Because I think she'd probably kick your tail. Shore talks football if anybody is willing to listen. She's done it for the masses. She has a regular feature on Fox Kickoff Sunday. That's Fox 32's pregame show. She said, I didn't know it was going to be so important whether I was right or not. it's like watching a football game where you have money invested. It's like added stress. But once it's over and I'm right, then I'm excited for a few days. Many women like football, of course. Few the way Shore does. She remembers when the passion first started. It was back in 1968 with her dad. And Joe Namath came on. She said, so cute and yet so cocky. Through the years, Shore has worked various jobs, including a pharmaceutical rep. In 1992, she settled into waitressing at The Bagel. Now, how often do you go to The Bagel if you don't know her?
I like every Chicagoan, I've been to The Bagel enough times.
I was at The Bagel last night, Steve, but not the one on Broadway. They're closing in Old Orchard. It was very emotional.
Yeah.
That's your bagel?
I go to both bagels.
They have really good pickles.
Excellent pickles. Good challah.
If you ask for extra pickles, it's like you get a whole pile of them. They're really good.
Shore's customers love her. She loves them back, but worries about the future. Said waitressing gets harder as you get older. She had hoped for a TV gig, maybe opening up some new opportunities. Let's get her a reality show. Why not? Everybody else has one. There's plenty of season left, room for opportunities to blossom. So go by and see the great Brenda Shore at The Bagel. She will be ready to take care of you. All right, let me jump over here real quickly. Good morning, Brenda.
Hi.
How was all of that? I felt like I took care of you quite well.
That was really nice. It was a lovely introduction, but you love me with nothing to say because that's what I was going to say. But that's great.
I find it hard to believe that you have nothing to say.
Yeah, I find it hard to believe I have nothing to say, too. I could talk to an answering machine for at least a half an hour.
Yeah. All right, so you've been nailing it all season long, and then the Vikings-Bears tripped you up. What happened?
Well, if you did read the article in the Tribune, you will know that I did a lot of research on each team. But I made all these predictions and all my future predictions, let me let the cat out of the bag, I made them all in July in one giant three-hour session, even though it seems like we're on every week. I did this all in July. And if you look back to July, if you know anything about football, the Vikings were hot. They were smoking hot. And the Bears had not even been to training camp. They didn't have Khalil Mack yet. So I pretty much thought it was a no-brainer. I thought the Vikings were going to crush the Bears.
Yeah, and you know what I like about that is you did all of that where it sounded like you were talking down to me and patting me on the head, but this is how you talk to everybody.
Well, you know, I'm an old Jewish deli waitress, so I kind of assume everybody knows nothing.
When you talk about the research, a three-hour session, what went into that? Are you a data person? Are you like Moneyball for football?
But I spent time and I sat in my office. I looked up every team on the internet. I know a lot about football, but I wanted to be able to speak about specific things.
Sure.
Like the Vikings were fantastic last year in their NFC championship game. They had three quarterbacks. They lost Sam Bradford. Then they had, they lost Teddy Bridgewater, but then Case Keenum came through for them. So I wanted to be able to say that, they had lost all three quarterbacks. I know my football. That's why I was on.
Bears Lions. How are you feeling about that?
You know, I if you want me to tell you the truth, I picked the Lions. But even given today, it's very hard to beat the same team twice in 2 weeks. So the Lions have seen the Bears. I think probably as of today, the Bears are a much better team. But I wouldn't be confident that Bears are going to beat the Lions on Thursday. I don't know what I said. I don't remember each segment. But given another guess, I kind of would take the Lions. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, last question. The most annoying order at the Bagel and the one that makes you give the customers the hardest time.
Yeah, I give customers a hard time all the time. But my favorite is when I'm in the back of the restaurant and somebody orders coffee, and then I come all the way back there and they ask me for skim milk. I mean, it's like, you don't know how you take your coffee? You've been drinking coffee for 30, 40, 50. What? That's the one I feel like takes, you know what, folks? Or the other one, when two women come in on a Saturday or Sunday and they ask me, do you need this table? No, I'm just doing this for 12 hours for entertainment purpose. I don't need this table. Sit here another 2 hours.
Yeah,
what do I
get? Yeah, get up. You're renting the table while you eat.
Thank
Once you finish, get up and get out.
Thank you. It was nice to see you. See you again. Bye-bye now.
Right. Thanks for coming in. We'll see you next time. Brenda, I love you. Thanks for being on.
Thank you so much for having me. I hope to talk to you again. Bye-bye.
There you go. Brenda Shore.
Brenda.
Channel 32 star and kicktail waitress there at the bagel. All right, back with the headlines.
I'm doing that, by the way, next time I go in there. I'm sorry. Do you have skim milk?
She's going to hit you over the head with the coffee cup she doesn't want to fill. Back with the headlines next.